Hello?
Oh, hi, Mike. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hi. I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file or if you just needed some more time.
No, I think I told my bank to cancel it or something. I just want to cancel my account. I don't think I've ever used it. I just feel like it's just too much money. And I've tried to do it again like last month and then got talked into keeping it, but I just want to get rid of it.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 19th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. The good news is you're only past due for that amount because come October 19th, it would reoccur to $498, and that will continue to do so until this settles. But one
$498
question.
a month?
No, it's $249, but right now you're only past due for the September 19th payment. But come October 19th, it would be $498. It would be 2 months. Because the account can't cancel with a past due balance. But I wanted to ask you, because you said you didn't feel like you used it, have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you have gotten by chance?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I just haven't used it. I don't think I've ever gotten onto my website or any of that. I stay fairly busy, and it's not that I'm not interested in it. It's just that I feel like what y'all charge is just too much for maybe me, not in general, but for me it is. Because I'm not a big business and there's a lot of other marketing companies around me that do it for a lot cheaper or and I'm not saying what y'all offer isn't good or it's not worth it or whatever, but for me being just my own small little company and just being me, how much is my thing? 200 something dollars a month or?
Yeah, it's $249, and I want to give you a couple of options, but I do want to let you know that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 74 times, and you've had 16 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten some solid work out of this. There was a couple of website leads that came through, but the one on Sean Heron on 507 West Travis Street, he looked like he possibly was needing a quote or something. He said, "We have some wooden stairs going up to a landing on the side of our house that needs repairs. Can you help us?" So do you recall getting that in contact with Sean?
Yeah, but what's crazy is that he went through him and then he went through Angie's List. So Angie's List charged me for his lead. So I thought Sean came from Angie's List, but he did go to my website as well.
Yeah, that's where he sent the request over for the service was through your website. So I don't know if you want to maybe dispute that with Angie's because, you can show them that he found you on the Google page through the website. But I will tell you, for companies that use Angie Leads, that does happen now and again. I had a guy call me up once and he said, "Oh, I'm trying to open up a lead on my website and I'm having some technical problems. Can you open it for me?" And I said, "Sure." And it was someone saying like, "Hey, I want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week." And he said, "That is so strange because I didn't get that lead off of Google. I got it off of Angie Leads." And I told him, guess what happened after he went out and bid on that job? The person did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a credible website and he was on all the directories and nice things being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. Now, have you seen the website that we built you, MichaelDeanCarpentryLLC.com?
I mean, it's not, I'm not going to say that I've given y'all any pictures or any things to go off of. So it's just kind of like a basic website. I mean, it's kind of confusing because y'all don't have any of my pictures, and that's not y'all's fault. Don't get me wrong. So there's like skyscraper construction in the back of one of them, but then I'm like a local carpenter. So like if I say that I wanted to, how do I go about making the website stand out, you know?
Mm-hmm. So any revisions that you make to the site, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. And you could actually, if you have some before and after photos or whatnot that you'll take in the future that you might not have today, you can send them through your client dashboard every time you get them. And any revisions you make through the dashboard, they're automatically updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. And if there's something in particular up there right now that you feel like, hey, I don't really want the one with the skyscraper on it or whatnot, then I can just send that over to the revisions department and they can get that removed. You know, because absolutely you want to make sure that your website stands out, you know. And I always tell people that the more proactive you are with your account, if you can send over actual photos rather than using stock photos, those are the clients that do get even better results, because a potential client will have that, you know, warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you if they can see that it's actual work, you know, as opposed to just a stock photo.
Yeah,
so,
no, for sure. And I mean, I have tons. So,
oh, you do?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Every time I talk with y'all, I mean, I'm like at the beginning, I'm like, I don't need it. I don't want it. Then I talk, mm-hmm. I'm like, man, if it's not a bad idea, just budget wise, it's hard for me just being my own company and just me, you know, like I get a lot of work, but I do have Angie's List, which has charged me a decent amount of money. I need to get rid of them. So it's like,
well,
let me give you an option,
Mike, that's a little bit more affordable. I don't know if you're aware of this, but your package for $249 monthly includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So one thing you could do is remove those Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running. You stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And the reason I suggest that is that a lot of people will go to a package like that, you know, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back later and put those Facebook ads on in the future if you wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, naturally, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $249 to $149, but if you think that that would work, I would definitely get it overridden for you.
No, I think that would work out just fine.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier, right? Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So let me just get a little override so I can do the $149. And then for that, do you have another card that you wanted to use, or should I try to process it on the same one? Or we have the 3461 Visa, in case you're wondering.
You have my personal. Let me see.
Okay.
Should I have my personal turned off? Which, that's the card I want y'all to keep. Let me find it real quick.
Okay, no problem.
Here, run this card.
Okay.
It's a MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 5343-7100-11752242.
Okay, expiration?
0526.
And the code?
384.
Now, for this card, is it still the 362 Oakhaven for the billing address?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. That makes it easy. So I'll process it. And while I'm doing that, have you ever been on your client dashboard?
No.
Okay. I can show you how to do it real quick if you have a second. If not, I can send you the login credentials in your email. And then when you do log in, all you have to do is click on, there's some tabs at the top, but there's one that says business info. You would click on the business info, and that's the page where you can make updates to your website.
So I can see everything through this dashboard.
Absolutely. Let me send you the login. Hold on.
It's like I'm wondering, like I pay for all of this, and I know that y'all
have
to call me a lot.
You probably don't
saying,
even
like,
know what you're getting. Yeah, exactly. If you haven't been on the dashboard. Yep.
What I'm doing or what I need to do or.
Yep. So do me a favor. If you have a second, go to my.localsplash.com.
Okay.
And then that will take you to a page that asks you for a username and password. So let me know when you see that, and I'll tell you what to put in there.
Okay, I think I'm here.
Okay. So the username is your 10-digit phone number, but with no dashes or spaces. So just put in the 10 digits with the area code, of course.
So Local Splash Leading Digital Advertising Agency, that's it.
Well, are you seeing a login where it says username and password?
No, I mean, I'm just at the Google page. Do I need to click on the Local Splash's website? Oh, login.
Yep. Click on login if you see it, and then I'll tell you what the username and password is so you can get in.
Okay, username is what?
It's your 10-digit phone number, but with no dashes or spaces, just the 10 digits, including the area code, of course.
And then password?
It's all lowercase and all one word, run photos. So just R-U-N-P-H-O-T-O-S, it's no space in between. And that's just a temporary password to let you in. You can change it to whatever you like once you get in. But once you log in, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Advanced Reporting.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, so at the top, there's those tabs, home, leads, website, listings. If you go all the way to the last one that says business info.
Yes.
This is the page where you can make edits. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see these are the photos that we're using for you currently. So if you want to remove any of them or rearrange the order of them or upload new photos, you would just come here and you would click on the, you know, respected areas and you can, you know, upload a new logo or a new cover photo or the actual photos for the website. And then again, like I said, any revisions that you make here, they're automatically sent over to the technicians and updated on your page within 1 to 3 days. Okay. Now, the other thing I wanted to show you is if you go to the tab that says Google Insights at the top.
Yes.
This is the one where you can kind of hover over the bars. I mean, you were fairly new with us in July, so as we were doing the programming, at least three people found you on the first page and clicked your website. Six people did in August to the site, four clicks to call you from in August, and in September so far, three clicks to the website. So that doesn't mean that you've only gotten four phone calls, because if somebody finds you on a regular computer, they have to pick up their phone and actually dial the number. So that's, Google can't track that as a click to call. But if they do the search from their smartphone, then they can just click to call on your number and call you directly. Okay. And then the tab at the top that says leads, that's the one where I was reading the info that came from that Sean. The Tim Robbins, I'm reading that one. I'm not sure if that's someone that's, it says we provide costing and takeoff services to general contractors. So this person, I don't know, they might be trying to pitch you on something or sell you something, but they did put their address on. Yeah, but the other one, Sean, I mean, that was actually someone that, you know, you've been in contact with, which is good. So if you go back to where it says home at the top, you'll notice that of all these boxes, the two in the bottom here have zeros. The Facebook ads, I think that what happened is maybe you never added us to your page or something, because I'm seeing that the Facebook ads have been on pause, because I don't know if that ever had been completed, so naturally there would be no results there. But if you go to where it says reviews, that's very important that you start getting some five-star reviews on your Google listing, because you're coming up on the first page. People are finding you now, but if there's other companies up there next to you that have a five-star rating and you don't, that might be affecting your conversion. So I sent you a second email. It's already in your inbox. You can review it when you have a second, but it says learn how to get more reviews. And it's pretty cool. It'll say, you know, something of the effect of, you know, thank you for using Michael Dean Carpentry. And if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there in order for you to achieve that five-star ranking on Google.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just send them and they can leave a review.
Right. So at the bottom of that email, there's a line, and then it'll show you, you can copy and paste the portion that's under the line. That's the one that's hyperlinked to your Google listing. And you can just pop that in a new email and send it off accordingly. That email, when I sent it, also triggered a text. So in the event that you don't have a client's email and it's easier to just forward it to them via text, you have the ability to do that. And our clients are very, very, very successful with this tool. And the one thing that they love about it is that you're in control of it. So you know how in business, somewhere along the line, there's always going to be that one client that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for. And no matter what you do, they're not happy. So don't send this to that guy. Right? Only send it to the ones that you're pretty confident will write something positive about you.
Good deal. Okay. So how do I send this at the end? Do I need to, like, copy and paste it?
Yep. So if you look at the email, the top portion of the email is addressed to you, and it's kind of giving you instructions of how to use the email. But then there's a line. So you would copy and paste the body that's under that line.
Okay.
Where it says, dear valued customer, and you can edit it too. You could actually put their name in rather than, you know, dear valued customer, but just the main idea is that it's hyperlinked to your Google listing. So because of that simplicity, most people will utilize it.
Okay, good deal. Well, okay. I'll go ahead and send it out to a few people. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's going to help you tremendously. So, but on this end, you're all good to go. I got the green light on the payment. So thank you so much for updating that. If you need anything else, just call us. But, you know, if you do have a chance, you know, go on there and try to spoof up the photos a little bit and the content, that will help you too. Okay.
Most definitely. I appreciate it.
No problem, Mike. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.